The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Bautista gets hit by Matt Bush.
That's weak.
Dan Isonia, home plate umpire, put the warning in immediately. Now Jeff Bannister wants
to come
out.
And now he's going
to
take him out. That's weak.
Now, I think he wants to find out why the warning has been in place. Both managers are on the foul lines. Matt Bush has zero history with Jose Bautista.
Right.
Zero. With the history of these two teams and Jose, it's very suspect, obviously.
Blue Jays aren't going to face the Rangers anymore. And they take the lead and they drill them on the last at-bat, possibly, of the season against these two.
Beltre ducked off a tough hop. And the throw is wide down the line. And there we got a foul shot. Bautista picked on the wrong guy as Odor came right at him. And we got the benches empty in that. And I think Odor, you saw Odor dropping down. Rudnev said, nope.
Whoa. I think Bautista got all he could handle with that.
Well, Odor's now 2 for 5 today.
Wow. That's some pretty solid contact right there.
Yep. Baseball plays are supposed to be taken care of with baseball plays. Thought it was pretty cowardly of them, too, to wait till my last at-bat to do that in the whole series when they could have, you know, came out and done it if they just wanted to kind of send a message.
So, hey, at least there's a little fun in baseball right now. And, yeah, this weather can bleep off any time. So much to get to. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on, visit or post. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday. Hopefully everybody had an awesome weekend. And that was fun, getting to see a baseball fight. It was a little better than your usual, I'm just going to grab a guy and
yeah
pretend to fight. What's going on, Mr. Hoffman?
It wasn't one of those things. I used to hate this the most. You know when you're in high school and dudes start shoving each other, the circle gathers up.
Right.
Everybody circles up to see how it's going to go down. There's nothing worse than circling up for a fight, and it never ends up being more than just a couple guys shoving each other because neither guy wants to throw.
Right.
Dude, Ruggie Odor is the man. I saw yesterday there were a bunch of people like banging on him about like a cheap shot or what, you know, dirty player. This, you know, that's not how you handle.
I'm going to bang on him, but not for that. I'm glad that he took the punch.
Okay, then we'll discuss. But to me, that guy, I'll give him credit because if you go chest to chest with someone, why are you going to wait around for him to hit you first?
No problem with what he did. Well, okay, I do think he's a totally weak little piece of garbage. If you hit a guy that cleanly and he just stands there, you okay, that's weak. I'm sorry. If that's the best punch you got, if I'm him and I hit him like that and dude doesn't even move, I'm probably taking off running the other way. If that ever happens to me, if I land a punch that hard, that perfectly, and dude's just standing there all roided up, I'm probably in trouble. He's a wuss.
I mean, listen, he's
a weak little wuss is what he is. But
that happens. A lot of times you hit somebody, they don't drop the first time every time. You think you just hit somebody and they drop automatically?
I think if you land a clean sucker punch that a guy's not expecting.
That's not a sucker punch. He's looking at his face.
It's a sucker punch.
That's not a sucker punch.
And there's nothing wrong with a sucker punch.
It's not a sucker punch.
It is a sucker punch.
A sucker punch is Bautista's standing on second base, dusting off, and Odor comes up and hits him from the side.
They were just they, at no point did it look like they were going to throw down at
if
all.
If you're chest to chest barking, that's not
baseball,
a sucker punch.
But it's baseball players; they all do that. So yeah, it is a sucker punch.
No, we fundamentally disagree.
And that's
on what
fine.
A sucker punch,
and
is.
That's fine. But if you get a free shot at a guy like that and you don't even phase him, you're pretty weak.
Oh, I think he phased him.
Yeah, he just kind of stood there. He
stumbled him.
Not much.
And let's also remember, it's a second baseman punching, you know, one of the biggest power hitters in the league in the face.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like Altuve punching Frank Thomas.
Well, I think Altuve would have at least stunned him.
All right. All right.
I just think it was
and then I don't understand.
It was a pretty pathetic effort on his part.
Oh, I disagree. That's the cleanest punch we've seen landed in baseball in a while.
Yeah, but it didn't do anything.
He punked him out. What'd Bautista do? Not a damn thing.
Well,
he turned around and walked away. And then his buddy Josh Donaldson came up and got some for it, too.
Yeah, I mean, it was cute. It was just a cute little punch.
Okay.
So.
Well, you're a different level tough guy than me.
No, I just think if you get a clean shot at somebody, you ought to at least buckle the guy. I mean,
no, man.
Because honestly, could you, I mean, he landed that as clean as you could land it.
Yeah.
And with everything he had behind it.
I don't know. That's everything he had.
I think that's
it.
Everything he had.
I mean, I hit people in the gym all the time, clean, and they don't fall down. People hit me all the time. I don't fall down.
No, but you're also you're actual fighters. You're not baseball players.
No, but I mean, I think something tells me that Odor's been in a couple fights in his life.
Yeah, I'm guessing he didn't win too many.
Okay,
he won that one. I'll give him that. Well, I just.
And then Bautista after the game. Saying like he thought it was, what did he say? He thought it was weak that they waited till the last at bat.
Actually, that was pretty smart. That's what I would have done.
I mean, they had time and Toronto retaliated. They hit Prince Fielder, and they hit Prince Fielder in his giant meaty leg.
Yeah, like which, that's gonna affect anything.
Okay, I mean you got him, but I don't know. I didn't have a problem with any of it really. I think that.
Oh, I didn't either. I just thought it was funny. Somebody was talking about what a badass Odor is, and he didn't phase the guy. That's all.
You know what? I will give him credit, though, for at least doing something. Because a lot of these
yeah,
guys
oh, no,
are,
no.
are all
I,
bark.
No, I agree with you 100%
bark.
On that. But.
And I give credit where it's due. That not a lot of baseball players are willing to swing, especially on a guy who's bigger than them. And it's probably going to get him suspended, which I think is whatever. I mean, I guess he probably should get some kind of suspension. But I don't think it's – I've heard something like – what did Barry Warner say this morning? 20 games?
He
thought it should
no,
be, which is
God, no.
absurd.
Five.
I don't even think five is a lot, but he's probably okay with what he did. I don't think he's too bummed out.
No, like I said, I had no problem with any of it. I just think everybody praising him for a pretty weak punch, that's pathetic. So, but anyway, 713-780-ESP. At least it made baseball interesting. MRK said Ranger fans chanting USA to a bunch of Dominican and Republican Venezuelan players had me rolling. So.
From what I understand, even though, I mean, I guess Rangers fans hate Bautista.
No, don't blame them.
But from what I understand, most people think Bautista's a pretty nice guy from all accounts.
Is he? I kind of get a hot dog vibe from him. I'm not a...
he's a big hot dog yeah. for sure, but I think you can be that and be a nice guy at the same time.
Hmm.
But apparently, Odor didn't like. Even though we've seen the video before of Odor, and it started circulating the internet last night. Odor sliding in and taking dudes' legs out on slides as well. I mean, I didn't even really have that big of a problem with the slide. You know, technically probably a little bit of a dirty slide. Yeah, but that's kind of baseball. And I really think if it was anybody other than Joey Bats, that he's probably not going crazy about it. But I think Rangers fans, or Rangers, the Rangers too, still have sort of a sick taste in their mouth from that guy. And now they feel like they're even.
Hmm. Well, and like I said, I didn't have a problem with any of it. It's just that was a funny part to me. Like, oh, he's such a badass. Really? Okay.
I feel like that punch did more damage than you give it credit for.
All right.
I mean, it buckled his legs.
Fundamental disagreement.
It's not like he stood there like a statue.
He didn't go down. If you give somebody that
Dude,
clean of a punch.
You're crazy, Fred. You must be fighting a bunch of weak-ass dudes. Not everybody drops on one punch. That's not the way the world works. That's a, I mean, that's like if you're beating up some punk ass dude, he'll drop in with one punch. Most guys, you gotta put it on them before they fall.
Well, most guys you fight, yeah, you got to, because that's what you guys do. We're talking about these
I'm
guys.
I'm talking
don't
about
fight.
Just fights that I've been in my life. Like, and if you do fall in a fight, man, that's the worst thing that can happen. Like, if you're in a fight and you do everything you can not to fall down. And I don't know, man. I think that it's not as easy as you're making it sound. Like this isn't like the movies where every punch that gets thrown just puts a dude on his ass.
And I'm not saying it's like the movies. I'm just saying you get that clean on somebody, I'd like to see more damage.
All right,
is that fair?
Okay. I just think that you're like what you're expecting to come from that punch is maybe a little bit unrealistic.
All right, so. Expecting him to damage the guy is unrealistic.
I mean, the guy, his knees buckled, his hand went down to the dirt, glasses flew. Have you seen his face today? I haven't.
No, I'd like to see his face, but.
But to say there's no damage, I disagree. And more than anything, like I said, he punked his ass out because Bautista didn't do anything back. So if anything, that's emotional damage. He just crapped on him emotionally. If a dude punches you in the face and you don't do anything back, the damage is done. I don't care if you don't have a mark on you. The damage is done.
Unless he just decided, hey, I don't want to get the 5-game suspension myself by hitting
please.
Him back.
Come on.
Some guys aren't fighters, man.
Who can afford a suspension more, Joey Bats or Ruggie Odor, who's making, what, probably $500,000 this year? I think Joey Bautista can afford to sit out a few games.
Yeah. Again, I think I don't have any problem with anything that happened other than, you know, if you're really that much of a badass, you do a little more damage. That's all.
All right. Well, I don't think he's trying to say he's a badass, but I do think he's more badass than Joey Bautista.
Probably so.
And there were people yesterday talking about how it's not classy.
Oh, come on.
It's a fight. I mean, I don't know what classy in a fight. It's not like the old days, like, you know, medieval England where you challenge them to a duel and you know... You stand across from each other, point swords, and then fight. No. Like, somebody's got to hit somebody first. And, yeah. Lamont just posted a picture of Joey Bautista after the game. He did some damage.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of that's from the actual punch or how much is from the, like, it probably didn't help that he was wearing glasses. You know, these guys wearing their glasses when they run the bases. That's kind of what you get. You're probably not expecting to be in a fight when you're running the bases, but yeah.
I would think he would have expected to have been in a fight if he got hit by a pitch and then went sliding in like that.
Maybe so.
You expect something, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the tension's already high, so.
All right, guys. Listen, if you're not liking your job, maybe you're just not making enough money. Ask yourself, how many people do you know who are working in the computer industry that are struggling to pay their bills? Not if they're in IT, because there's a ton of computer jobs out there. IT is consistently ranked as one of the fastest growing industries in the country. Place to go to get the skills you need for that, mycomputercareer.edu. There's a huge demand for certified pros, and My Computer Career has job placement specialists that will work with you to get you hired. Houston's one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. There's companies hiring IT guys all over the city, but to get the job, you got to have the skills and certification. And I know what you're thinking, going back to school is going to take too long, it's going to cost too much. Not with My Computer Career. You'll be in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid's available, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. It's the first step to changing your life and making more money. And free career evaluation means it doesn't cost you anything. Just go check it out. See if it's right for you. Mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Swinging out of line and drifting closer in your sight. So play it out wide awake. It's a scene.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Raheel says Bat seems like the kind of dude who would press charges after the game. Probably so. But baseball players in general they're wussies, let's be honest.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun when they actually fight. So he actually throws a punch. but.
Yeah, that's what Jay says, but guys go chest to chest all the time in baseball games, and that never happens, no?
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It doesn't,
because most baseball players are chicken bleep.
Yeah, of course they are.
And people talking about the slide and how it's dirty. The slide was, I mean, and Odor has done that slide before. I think Odor took it as retaliation to the pitch, and that's why he took exception to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, which it probably was.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. I mean, it was kind of a perfect storm. That's why I loved it.
No, it was fun. My only beef was that I thought he should have done more damage with that clean of a shot. That's all. We just have a fundamental disagreement on that.
Steve says, no issues with being little bitches and waiting until Bautista's last at bat. You'll see him all year. That's lame. Yeah. Like I said, I mean, they hit fielder in the next inning.
Yeah, I don't mind that so much. Actually, I think that's... Maybe that is a little chicken bleep, but I'm okay with it.
Bautista flipped his bat, and the Rangers didn't get another chance to see him. So,
in fact, I actually like that. If you're really going to go after a guy, wait till it's absolutely the last chance to get him, and then plunk him.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to worry about it till the playoffs.
And even if you think that's lame, nothing is lamer than getting punched in the face and not punching the guy back. Nothing is lamer. And, there's situations where... You can't. You got to be the bigger man. I get it. This wasn't one of them. I mean, this was a perfect opportunity for him to throw back.
Yeah, I think if somebody hits you in the face, you got to fight back.
There's very few situations I can think of. Very few.
Well, everybody wants to weigh in on this.
Well, let's talk to him.
Let's try Alex first. What's up, Alex?
Hello. Long-time listener, first-time calling. I just got to say... Bautista knew that was coming. That was his fault if he thinks that was a sucker punch. He slid into the guy hard at second, and he hopped up and was already walking back towards him aggressively. I think he was expecting the little guy to back down, and the little guy shoved him and went ahead and hit him one time.
Yeah.
And the whole thing about that was a weak punch, and, I mean, look at the McGregor and Diaz fight. McGregor said he hit that guy a few times with some hits that would have knocked out people in his weight class. It was just a different weight class on this guy.
The thing that I thought was weird about it was after Odor hit him and Bautista kind of crumbled a little bit, Odor like swatted at him with his glove. Like he had a secondary follow-up swat down with the glove, which is an interesting move. But I don't know how I would fight if I only had one hand to swing with also. But after the shove, you can see like Bautista kind of pulls his hand back and he's grabbed Odor's shoulder with one hand and pulled his hand back. I just don't think that he really expected Odor to go all out on him.
Yeah.
He didn't expect it to turn into an actual fight. He thought there was going to be posturing. But like I say, even if you're the big guy, you can't just go running up chest to chest with people and not being ready for that. Because that's all it takes. Is if you go aggressively chest to chest with somebody, it doesn't have to be like sixth grade where you guys bump chest and shove back and forth for 5 minutes before someone ever throws a punch.
But see, that's what baseball is, though.
Well, not today it wasn't.
Well, that's yesterday. What I mean. 98% of the time, that's what it is.
And Bautista probably thought that was safe.
Yeah, you know?
But sometimes you always got to be ready in case you hit that 2% of guys who actually are about it and ready to throw on you.
I guarantee the next time he'll be ready.
Oh, damn right.
Either that or he'll be running the other direction.
Damn right. And, you know, good for Adrian Beltre for coming in and getting his hooks in and breaking the thing up. I don't know if it's wise to grab the guy getting punched up and pull him away instead of grabbing the aggressor. But maybe in that case you're thinking if you grab Odor, Bautista can take a shot at him. So you grab the guy getting beat up that's not on your team.
Well, yeah, that's what you do. That way... If he wants to get another shot, he probably can, and he won't get in a shot on your guy.
Yeah.
You got to protect your guy.
Hmm.
That's I mean, to me, that's what you do.
Yeah.
I mean, why hold your own guy back?
That's a good point. Well, maybe also...
He's already going to get suspended for what he did. So if he wants to throw a few more punches, yeah, you're good.
Maybe because... maybe Adrian and... Joey Bats know each other because they're both Dominican. I'm sure they've played on some kind of national teams or something together at some point, those two guys. So maybe they have a relationship where he'd be okay with him. Like, if anybody's going to grab him, maybe it's his buddy. I don't know. If I get into a fight, the last thing I want is some stranger grabbing me. Or somebody who's like the guy I'm fighting's buddy. I definitely don't want that.
Well, but if you're... I would rather it... I'm going to grab the other guy. I'm not going to grab my own guy. I'm not going to pull him back. At this point, he's already going to be in trouble, right?
Yeah.
So let him get as much as he can out of it. Let's try Randy.
Hey, Randy.
Hello.
Sports.
Guys.
Go, man.
Hey, Fred. I'm at 100% agreeance with AJ on this one, man. That was definitely not a sucker punch. After the slide, they jump up chest to chest. He pushes him in his face, and he straight up smacked Batista. And I've been sucker punched before, and that definitely was not a sucker punch. And I know he didn't knock him out, but he had Batista thinking about life decisions he's made and something that he'll make in the future. I'll hang up and listen.
I guess the term sucker punch, the way I look at it is if you're not expecting to actually get hit, and I don't think he was.
But if you go chest to chest with someone, expect that.
Not in baseball, you don't. Come on.
A sucker punch is like when you're in a situation where you don't think there's any chance you could possibly be getting punched. That's a sucker punch. Like you're at the bar ordering a drink, and someone comes up beside you and just smashes you. That's a sucker punch. You're at a bar and you're drunk, and some guy calls you an a-hole, and you stand up, and you guys get face to face. Even if you don't think you're going to fight because you're in a bar, maybe there's even a cop around, so you really don't think you're going to fight. That's not a sucker punch because there's a possibility that dude is just about it.
Yeah, I guess I'm just going on every baseball fight I've ever seen. You wouldn't expect to be hit there.
All right.
I mean, it almost never happens. So if that's an unfair characterization of a sucker punch, then so be it.
I just think a sucker punch implies that one guy is not...
It's not prepared for
it. It's not prepared. And I'll be honest.
And that's okay. Sometimes that's okay.
Dude, once somebody shoves me in the chest, it's definitely not a sucker punch because once somebody shoves my chest, I understand fully that we are fighting. Like, we're in a fight if someone shoves you like that. So he should have been ready.
Yeah, yes and no. Again, I think when we talk about baseball fights and the history of baseball fights, you almost never expect to get hit. So maybe that's a sucker punch. Maybe it's not, by whatever definition you want to use. But I don't think he was expecting the punch. And that's his own fault, maybe. But I don't think he was expecting it. That's what made it fun. Dude just hauled off and nailed him. So let's try Quentin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going sports. What's up, man?
Hey, Frey, I'm going to have to disagree with you and agree with AJ. That wasn't a sucker punch. I just watched that video a minute ago, and, man, that wasn't a weak punch. I mean, Batista's knees buckled, and he was almost going down.
But he didn't.
Well, because Adrian Beltre picked him up.
That disagree with, about this going on, that it was dirty or it wasn't classy. Hey, hey, this is part of the game of baseball, and I'm a fanatic of baseball, and I think this actually as I mentioned earlier, it actually brings a lot more attention to the game and it brings a lot more ratings to it. I'll hang up and listen after this.
Well, we're talking about that. We're not talking about how your Astros blew a couple games over the weekend.
That's true.
You know?
That's
of course, it makes it more interesting. I mean, we're sitting here arguing over whether or not a guy got sucker punched. It's fun. But that's the thing. Most of the things that happen outside of who won and who lost are what makes it interesting. Baseball in general is not very interesting in April and May.
Yeah.
It's just not. Unless you're diehard. And, yeah, it made it fun. There's some bad blood there. Awesome. If they meet in the playoffs, I bet you there's some headhunting going on. It'll be fun to watch. But, we all have differences of opinion on what a sucker punch is. I think most people agree with you, but there are a few that agree with me. So,
is the Kermit Washington Rudy Tomjanovich punch a sucker punch?
I have to go back and look at that again because
keep in mind Rudy Tomjanovich was running into an active scrum, like where a fight was going on.
Yeah, I got to go back and look at that again because it was pretty. I know it was really damaging.
I will say I don't think Rudy T expected to get punched, but if you run up on a situation like that, you have to be.
You have to be aware that something might happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have to be emotionally and physically ready.
Plus, all those guys were coked up back then, so you knew violence was a real possibility.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter. Law enforcement stepping up their efforts with no refusal weekends. They can force you to take a blood test. If your weekend sucked because of a DWI, don't despair. There's still hope. Even if you failed one of the breath or blood tests the police gave you. A lot of things about those tests you should know about. Breath tests, they're inaccurate, they're unreliable. The police breath test machine isn't even warranted fit for testing. It makes temperature assumptions that create artificially high results and destroys the evidence that it checked, making rechecking and proving your innocence impossible. Same with the blood test. A lot of inaccuracies about police blood testing you should be aware of. It's not the same as doctors testing your blood. It's not like CSI on television. These guys aren't even testing your actual blood. They're testing the air above your blood. It's a very indirect, very circumstantial test for alcohol. Attorney Gary Trichter is a DWI specialist experienced in telling the truth about these tests. One of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state, and he's right here in Houston. If you failed the breath or blood test, call Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now, just in case you find yourself in need. 713-524-1010, or you can visit him online at texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
And we're back. Lock them in. Yeah, Lamont posted a pretty good sucker punch on Twitter. That's, a lot of people forget just what an a-hole Akeem was early in his career. He did a lot of that kind of stuff. And I just say one thing here. I think all of you, including you, you're talking about, well, me as a fighter, and people are talking about bar fights and stuff like that. I don't think you can take the same rules and apply them to baseball for what we've seen on baseball fields for the last decade when guys fight. So I just don't think it's the same situation.
Does it relate to, I mean, what if you're playing pickup basketball?
Because
I've seen
even that.
I've seen
even
100
that,
fights playing pickup basketball.
I've been in 100 fights playing pickup basketball. That, to me, it's different than what happens with these baseball brawls because nothing ever really happens. And I think these guys are all spoiled, rich baseball players who don't want to get hurt. That's what made it fun was that somebody actually threw a punch.
I don't think
the term sucker punch is necessarily a bad thing. People need to be sucker punched.
I think that there's a lot of the times where guys get hit with pitches and they'll take a couple steps toward the mound and they'll point their bat and they'll talk. But they're really just waiting for the catcher to hold them back. That's just what the way
right.
it is.
And then when the guys come out on the field and they just sort of grab each other.
Right.
Nothing really happens. That's the thing.
Every once in a while, Robin Ventura throws his helmet and sprints out.
How many years ago was that? How many years ago was Pedro Guerrero threw his bat at a pitcher? We're talking 25 years ago.
But you have to understand that every once in a while it happens.
Every 25 years?
Every few years, there's somebody's actually ready to fight.
Yeah. I mean, in principle, I tend to agree, but I also think you can't take your bar fights and everything else and apply it to what guys expect on a baseball field. Because we've seen that act a million times. So, yeah, there's a 2% chance you're going to get punched. He'll be ready next time, and maybe the next guy will be ready too, but I just don't see it as the same thing, mainly because baseball players are giant wussies, and they don't really want to fight. Let's try Chris. What's up, Chris?
Hey, I'm in this store, so I'll hang on the phone to listen if you don't mind. You brought up Ventura. I was going to say, just because you didn't want to get punched in the face doesn't make it a sucker punch. When you put yourself in that position as a grown-ass man, you got to be ready for what the other man's going to do. And if you're running at the pitcher, you got to be ready. Or if you're posing up and posturing up, you're putting yourself in a fight, and you better be ready for what the fight brings you. He's lucky he didn't get off with worse.
I will say Odor seemed to initiate. Like, he walked over in a huff, but Bautista, you saw him grow, and like kind of pull his shoulders back and kind of start barking at him. And then that's when Odor shoved him. And again, once, like I said, once you're shoved, you have to understand there's a possibility of getting hit. You absolutely have to understand that you're in a fight now. Just a shove, like, you should know that there's a possibility. I don't care where you are.
Again, yeah, in real life, absolutely. But how many times do we see shoves in baseball fights? Guy'll shove you, and then everybody grabs each other, and they all, you know, they wait till it calms down. Instead, it's just not a...
It's not something you see often.
No, which is why it's fun.
That's why we're talking about it today.
I know.
It happened all the time.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's try Ty. Do one more here. What's up, Ty?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
I just wanted to make a comment on the not of a hard punch. I watched the video a couple times on replay, and it just looks like he was honestly counterpunching Bautista. I'll get AJ's take on it, but it looked like Bautista was going to raise his right hand, and then Odor just, you know, clocked him. He didn't even, you know, rear back all the way. He just, you know, started the punch from essentially his ear, and, you know, that's a nice little counter punch. And I don't think that's why he had too much power behind it, but, you know, his freaking glasses are out in right field or center field or somewhere, so I think he has power behind it, but I'll hang up and listen.
I think maybe Odor didn't think it – maybe neither one of them thought there was going to be punches thrown, but after the shove – I mean, Odor, like I said, what it boiled down to is Odor was actually ready if he thought it was going to break into a fight and Bautista wasn't. But Bautista grabbed – he used his left hand to grab Odor's left shoulder. So he reached across his body and held his shoulder and pulled his right hand back. And while he was pulling his right hand back, caught one in the face. That happens. Now, I mean, yeah, and he didn't step into it and throw a full punch. But
it did look like Bautista was balling his fist, but he wasn't really going to punch him. He was looking like the threatening thing.
See, you can't do that.
I'm not saying it was right for him to do it.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like in the Dominican or on the streets of Toronto, but you can't go around grabbing somebody by the shirt and balling up your fist and not being ready to get hit for that. Like, that's a hittable offense.
Yeah. Again, I just don't think it's that common in baseball. So maybe, and he probably thought the guy was just going to back down. And I'm guessing if you grow up and your name is Odor, then you learn how to fight at some point. So he's probably been in a few brawls. Wish he could hit harder. and quit saying, oh, he knocked his glasses. If you can't knock somebody's glasses off when you punch him in the jaw with a clean shot and they don't go flying, then you really are a wuss. So quit acting like that was impressive. One more, Danny. Go, Danny.
Hello, guys. How are y'all doing today?
Sportsy.
Great. Hey, listen, I like what you guys are saying about this Bautista fight and Odor, but I definitely like the way Bomani Jones characterized it. He said there was a big problem on why Bautista came on the short end of the stick on this. He said the big problem was while Bautista was getting ready to fight, Odor stays ready to fight. Actually, there's supposedly some clips out there of this guy taking out two or three guys out in the same game in a minor league. So I just want to hang up, let you guys talk about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of videos running around of Ruggie Odor getting into it. He's scrappy. And, you know, I don't know about Bautista. I've never seen him fight before. I mean, maybe
I've never
is.
Seen any of these guys fight, actually. But they're baseball players.
Yeah, I really think that he just ran into one of the – and. You know, every sport has a couple, and I'm not saying that Odor is on this level, but guys like Ron Artest, you know, if you shove Ron Artest in the chest in the middle of a game, you were probably getting hit. And most people...
Up until he had to sit out for a year.
Yeah.
Well, then he probably learned
his lesson. If you throw a beer on Ron Artest, he will chase your ass into the stands and hit you. But that's what I mean. Like, there's some guys who don't play that, and there's some guys who, you know, they want to be known as tough guys. Fake tough guys who shove and huff up their chest, but if it really comes down to it, they're really not looking to fight. A lot of people say that about Dwight Howard.
Oh, well, you say that about Dwight Howard.
Guy.
No, you say that about – it's not a lot of
people.
I've
said it before.
You say that. You're very clear about that.
I don't think Dwight Howard's looking to fight. And what's funny is I think Dwight Howard probably could fight because he's a big, strong dude, but I just don't think he wants to.
But see, even basketball to me is different because it's a much more physical sport, and you are shoving each other around a lot. You're fighting underneath the basket. At some point,
Hey, somebody goes spikes up at you, it suddenly got really physical in baseball, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not nearly as physical as basketball is. And I can see guys wanting to fight more often in basketball.
And sometimes, like, you know, these guys who are pretty, you know, I'll give you another fake tough guy. Courtland Finnegan was a fake tough guy.
Yeah.
And Courtland Finnegan got, he caught it the wrong way because Dre is a quiet tough guy. And Dre's not one of these guys who talks about, I'll whoop your ass. Courtland Finnegan does all that talking and wants you to think he's really hard. But when it came down to it, he got punked out. You know, but by an actual tough guy. Sometimes that happens. And I'm sure Bautista jumped up and thought that I'm the alpha dog here. I'm the superstar. I'm bigger than you. I'm going to punk you out. And Odor's an actual tough guy. And was like, and who knows? I'm not saying he's Mike Tyson, but he ain't scared. And I give him credit for that.
Man, he says Bautista's barked a ton. He's run his mouth so much over the last 2 years and never puts up his fist. That's probably true. Land of Steve, last year with floods, Odor was a jackass. This year, more floods. Odor is a jackass.
Interesting question.
Interesting question. Yeah.
Interesting question. Every time it flood, Odor, jackass.
Is that how he sounded? All right.
I see what you're trying to do here, and I'm not taking the bait. I'm not biting.
I'll take the bait.
He's a jackass when it floods, yes.
Exactly. It puts him in a bad mood. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. The new kids.
ESPN 97.5.
The HD show hits the road on Mondays. Join Fred Davis and Henry Thomas as they broadcast live from Max Place in Spring, located on Luetta. Max Place is offering 35-cent wing specials with $4 crown, Jaegers, Tuaca's, and Sailor Jerry's. Come by and turn Monday into fun day with the HD show. So can we talk about some real fights that happened over the weekend?
Yeah, I'm open for that.
Like the
there's a new heavyweight champion of the world?
Yeah, which judging from your tweets, you were a little not surprised by necessarily.
No, but I was surprised by.
Really?
Yeah, I was surprised. Yeah. Stipe Miocic is a good fighter, good athlete. I have never considered him even close to the level of a guy like Fabricio Werdum. But the thing about fighting is all it takes is one mistake. And Werdum thought that he had hurt him and started chasing him around the cage. And the worst thing you can do is chase. Because when you're chasing somebody and throwing punches, that means you're not ready to defend. And the shot that Miocic hit him with was kind of like a step back, like a walking – I mean, he's running backwards when he threw the punch. It wasn't the hardest shot ever, but he landed it clean. And Werdum just didn't have his hands up. He's chasing after him with his mouth open. It was the perfect storm and knocked him out. And dude's a champion now, so congratulations to him. I will say that's what Fabricio gets for having me come in early twice last week and then having quote-unquote technical difficulties with the phone. But Fabricio was supposed to be on our show last week, so that way it's not too much of an inside joke. But that's what he gets.
Oh, yeah, you don't screw with the Blitz karma.
Yeah.
Somebody says Houston road rage chick took a bigger shot than Bautista and didn't even fall down.
Dude, that did take a punch.
Yeah. That was.
Did they catch those people? Jong, have you heard anything about that?
No, I haven't. By the way, who is at fault there? The whole thing.
Okay, I don't know. I'd have to see what started the whole road rage incident. It's hard to tell.
It is from the first video. You can't really tell who. It looked like the truck started it, but there's not enough information there.
Yeah. And I didn't understand why the truck peeled out with the girl still standing there. And sometimes you got to keep your let me keep this PC. Sometimes you got to keep your dog on a leash. And yeah.
Or your buffalo?
Whatever it is.
Heifer?
You got to keep it on its leash. And you can't just you can't go let your lady start something that you can't finish. And if there's two dudes and there's one of you and your lady, who clearly is not in any kind, she hadn't been doing any cardio kickboxing class, I know that much. And she's, you peel off and leave her there to bark at these dudes, you're asking for it. And then, I mean,
well, when she goes diving into the fray,
well,
she had to expect it, right?
Yeah, the guy throwing the Wendy's bag at her wasn't the coolest move, but even when that happens, this guy, he's got to understand, if you run up and kick somebody's car,
yeah, what the hell?
The fight has started.
Probably has.
The fight has started. So, to me, white guy is more at fault based on what we see in the video.
Right. Now, we don't have full context because you can't really hear everything that's going on either. But based on the limited stuff we have, yeah, white guy at fault. I think we're all in agreement on that, right?
John, you agree, white guy at fault?
Yes.
Until we see further evidence or we get actual audio, I need to know what brought this on. And until then, I'm not sure where to stand. But based on the clip that we saw, my detective skills would blame white guy.
That I seem to be getting the same impression. So let's get DJ's take on it. Maybe he's got some information on it for us. Maybe.
First thing I want to say is I had dirt free last week, and I appreciate that, guys. Man, carpet is clean. But apparently it started because the car was trying to merge over or get over, and the truck wouldn't let them. So, you know, they kind of honked. Some words was exchanged. You know how you're trying to get over and someone lets you over, and you kind of, you know, motion towards them. And that's when the girl got out the car, because I guess they called her, you know, a B word. And that's when it all started, and the drink was thrown and the fight. And, man, it was just crazy, man. I watched the whole thing, and I was just like, you know, I always say the people in Houston can't merge, and this is just another example.
Who got out of the car first? Do we have that information?
The girl got out of the car first.
No, then it's definitely white guy's fault.
Yeah,
it's the truck's fault.
I agree with you.
Well, and if you're not gonna, like I said, and if you're not gonna let somebody over, you're kind of being a dick anyway.
Yeah, like I said,
that's not a cool move.
The most important thing, that none of this would have happened if you keep your dog on a leash.
That's a big dog.
It is, but they make change.
That's like dire wolf sized dog.
Put the kid locks on her door. If you know she can't act right, just make it where she can't get out, and just say, listen, if I got to do this where I got to walk around and let you out of the car every time, that's what we'll do. If you can't control yourself, otherwise, we have to put you in the back in a crate.
And see, I think the reason she was able to take a punch is I'm guessing there was some form of chemical involved somewhere. Is that that? I'm guessing they were on something.
Yeah.
I'm just going to make that, you know, just going to make that comment as well without knowing what the hell was going on. One more on this. Matt. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to ask a question real quick. Me and my wife saw all this and we seen the video online, but did you know that ABC 13, the news channel, is portraying it as it's the black guy's fault? They're only showing the video from where the black guy gets out of the car. They're not showing anything beforehand.
They're not showing where the white guy kicks his car?
No, the ABC 13, the news channel, didn't show none of that. They only showed where the driver of the white car gets out and charges the white male. You don't see anything that happened before that.
Oh, that's too bad.
I think they got a different version. Somebody else took it and must have sent it in, because that was the ABC 13 version was the first one I saw, and it was like 10 seconds maybe the caller was describing it. But obviously there's another version where you see the entire thing, and then you see it with the bang where the truck just backs up and smashes that car.
Yeah, I think I might be a little careful about just, you know, running with that without knowing the whole thing.
Black Spotted Zero said he saw the guy with the white car today. He's still driving around with a smashed front end.
That's awesome. See, that was better fight. Better fight than the baseball fight.
And that went viral so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think that the chick's little hand, like what's his face from Jurassic World, that little picture where he's like trying to fend off two velociraptors. I think that was hilarious.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Last thing on the Odor thing, people asking what you think the suspension should be. I can't see it being more than five games.
I think two or three games.
I think three would be about right. But
anything beyond that just seems like overkill.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still, he landed one punch.
Yeah, and I mean, it does look like Bautista.
Yeah, it's almost like
trying to ball his fist.
Should they get equal sentences?
I don't know, because he didn't actually throw a punch. Probably not, but I don't think it should be that much different. No, like three games in one game. But I think five is usually, of course, that's what they usually do for. So I bet it winds up being five and three.
Yeah. All right, guys, listen, not all ingredients are created equal when you're cooking. You want to use fresh, high-quality ingredients. They taste better. They're better for you. It's important to know where your food comes from. That's Blue Apron has been so fantastic. I know Fred's enjoyed it. My family's loved it. Recently, we had these like steak and goat cheese sandwiches. It was so good, and you could tell that all the ingredients were fresh. Everything was – I mean, they're all top-notch ingredients. They're coming from – there's no GMOs. It's all artisanal stuff. It's family-run farms. It's family-run ranches. It's the best of the best is what they're bringing you, and they're doing it for less than $10 a meal. They're delivering seasonal recipes with pre-portioned ingredients that help you make delicious home-cooked meals.
Yeah, and you can make these in under 40 minutes and a lot faster than that. And I love that I have mine coming every Tuesday, and they tell me what's coming. So I've got soy glazed meatballs and red curry and coconut shrimp stir-fry. All things that you can make right there. And I'm telling you, the meals are fantastic, and you can't beat the price, under $10 per meal. Check out this week's menu, and you can get your two meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/blitz. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/blitz. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Round them up.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.